The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-6 in conference play and 2-9 overall. Purdue hosts Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we're looking forward to this game this weekend down in Rossade. Last opportunity for our seniors to take the field and play a Indiana team that's done a good job of playing hard all year long and very well-coached football team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Andy Graham with Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Coach Hazel. I'm wanting to do a feature on Jake Replogle, your junior defensive tackle this week. And talk to me a little bit about what kind of player he's been for you.
He's been the most consistent player in our program since we've been here for 3 years. He plays with such a high motor, and it's not just a high motor, it's high productivity. And he constantly is in the backfield of opposing teams, and he just brings a tremendous work ethic to our practice field and takes his whole mantra to the game field.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you mentioned, it'll be senior day this weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what your group of seniors has meant to the program?
You know, this group of guys have been through a lot, and I'm proud of how they've handled everything. The one word I told our media earlier today, that the one word that comes to mind when I think about these guys is these guys are stable, just the stability they brought to the highs and the lows. And I can't thank them enough for all their work, ethic, and just how they have approached everything that we've asked them to do.
We do have a question from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Daryl, you know, you being at Purdue and having coached previously at Ohio State, could you just kind of comment generally just about the tradition in the Big Ten of these trophy games? You know, you guys playing for the Oaken Bucket and just kind of just the nostalgia with these trophy games throughout the league?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good ones in this league, and ours is one of those. It's really about this one day that determines the 365 days of the year. It really is. And I got to try to make sure our kids understand that, the younger players, the older players do understand it, but the younger guys need to understand how important this game really is to our program, because it is about bragging rights throughout the state. It helps you get into the off season better. And this is a huge, huge football game for both programs.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you prepare to face Indiana, what have you seen on film from them, particularly on the offensive side of the ball where they've had quite a bit of success?
They're good. They're very, really good. They're very balanced. They got a good offensive line that protects the quarterback. They have a good back that is extremely patient on the outside zone play and puts his foot in the ground and hits it north and south. And then the quarterback is playing at a high level. He's in a rhythm right now, in a nice groove, and he's got good receivers on the outside. So it's a very balanced offense that you have to make sure the ball stays in front of you and you rally to it and you tackle it as much as you can and not give up those big plays.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.